Neither side is giving up. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The relentless Russian assault on Ukraine continues, though a U.S. defense official says their advance remains largely stalled in many locations because of fierce resistance. President Zelensky will give a virtual address to the U.S. Congress on Wednesday.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the speech, telling colleagues they welcome Zelensky's address to convey support of the people of Ukraine as they defend democracy.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Zelensky has repeatedly urged a no-fly zone. In less than 3 weeks, more than 2.8 million people have now fled Ukraine, but other civilians remain trapped by the fighting. Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
Lisa, the Red Cross says many people in Ukraine are caught up in a catastrophe.
A situation that is nothing short of a nightmare for people living there.
The organization's director general, Robert Mardini, said there's a particular crisis in the city of Mariupol, surrounded by Russian forces.
People are in desperate need to take shelter, and this is why the situation cannot continue like this.
He urged some kind of ceasefire, and he called Russia's repeated shelling of hospitals unacceptable. Lisa.
Thanks, Simon. During an annual State Department ceremony honoring women of courage, Secretary of State Antony Blinken paying special tribute to the women of Ukraine.
Millions of Ukrainian women have fled their country with their families. Millions more have stayed to help their country fight against Russia's unprovoked, unjustified war.
This year's 12 honorees are champions for women's rights and other issues around the world, including democracy, the environment, and the fight against corruption in countries including Burma, South Africa, Iraq, and Vietnam. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More Americans can go into more places without a mask. Washington State and Oregon lifting their mandates over the weekend.
Masks are off and business is up.
People were out having fun.
Andrew Johnson works at the Star, a restaurant and bar in Portland. When he was off the clock, he visited some other places in the city's Pearl District.
And they were busy and people just enjoying a little freedom.
The general manager of Brick's Tavern says there was a 20% bump in business just this weekend, but the Portland Five Centers for the Arts still requires ticket holders to mask up and show proof of vaccination. If you're not vaccinated, you must show a negative COVID-19 test taken 72 hours before your event. CJ Papa, Fox News.
France lifting most of its COVID restrictions as of today, even for the unvaccinated. But in China, new lockdowns in an area hit by fast-spreading variant dubbed Stealth Omicron, the biggest outbreak for China since the start of the pandemic. Semi-autonomous Hong Kong, which counts separately, reporting nearly 27,000 new cases in the latest 24-hour period. March Madness may not be nearly as big for office pools this year. Fox's Jared Max.
The American Gaming Association estimates that 45 million people stand to take part in betting on the upcoming men's NCAA basketball tournament. The AGA estimates that $3.1 billion could get wagered on this year's tournament. Information gleaned from a national survey by Morning Consult. The Gaming Association said Americans will make more non-bracket bets this year. With 9 more states than last year in the legalized sports gambling community, people are betting more on individual games and making live bets while games are in action. The AGA expects a 55% increase in non-bracket bets compared to last year.
And more than 3/4 are expected to be bets outside of bracket challenges. Stocks are mixed with a sell-off for the NASDAQ. Right now, the Dow's up 58 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.